Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello. Dr. Richard White is a classical tubist known for his clear sound and his stylistic flexibility. He's an alumnus of Indiana University and Peabody Conservatory of Music. Besides teaching at the University of New Mexico, he's also principal tubist of the New Mexico Philharmonic and a motivational speaker. Dr. White joins us in the studio today. Welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Thanks so much for being here. Now, you're here working with students and playing a concert, and I'm sure they're asking you a lot of questions about playing the tuba. Is there something that you wish people would ask you about the tuba that they never do?
Well, I guess I would answer the question this way. I wish there's something that I wish people would stop doing about the tuba. Say, oh, you play tuba. Oompa, oompa, oompa. The tuba can actually do much more than oompa. It's a lovely musical instrument. It's extremely young. Most patents in historical books will say invented in 1835. I think the concept came about 1832, but wasn't patented on the market till about 1835. So its first concerto won't be 100 years old until the first premiere, until 2054. That's how young that instrument is.
Wow.
So if it's anything I want people to know about the tuba is that it can do anything.
It can. What's your favorite thing to do with it?
Well, my dissertation was if Bach had had a tuba and they kept sending it back saying, hey, you put one too many hads in there. No, I didn't. My title is If Bach Had Had a Tuba. So my favorite genre of music is Baroque, and I just love Bach. So I love to play Bach cello suites. It reminds me a lot of modern day rap with the rhythms, the sequences. And I'm a sucker for sequences, you know. Da-da-dee-dee-da, ba-da-dee-dee-da, ba-da-dee-dee. There's anything at the same pitch level but the same melodic line just gets me going.
All right. Okay, that's cool.
Yes.
Now, I know that one of the things you do is work as a motivational speaker. What do you talk about?
My message is the same wherever I go, and I'll say this tonight at the movie. I think our country and world is hurting right now, and my message to the world is that 99% of the world's problem can be solved if we were just kind to one another. So my message is, be kind.
That's a perfect message.
Thank you.
Thanks for making it.
Thank you.
Tell us about your movie. You're playing the movie when you talk to the students.
Yes. So it's a feel-good movie. My hope for the movie is that every person in America with any kind of doubt or deficiency watches the movie and believes in themselves and believes that they can do it. You know, I believe that life is fair to everyone because it's unfair to everyone. You know, I really believe that. And I think we're all stars. We all have the ability to be our own heroes. We have to just embrace the power of the imagination and believe. So my hope for the film is that it touches as many people as possible, and it gives some much needed hope to our world and country right now that you can change impossible to I am possible.
Is there a trailer on YouTube or something?
Yes. Yeah, so the way the story came about is really interesting. Dern and Dave from Early Light Media in Baltimore, they do these passion film projects. And basically, it's something that brings positive light to a city that needs it, Baltimore. And they were going to do a film about arts and humanity, how the arts are underfunded, and how it changes lives. And someone said during the Mountain Film Tour, hey, you guys should really talk to Richard White. They're like, who is Richard White? Okay. They called me up. We had a 45-minute conversation. At the end of that conversation, they said, hey, we're changing the script. We're doing a movie about you. And that's how it came about.
Oh, cool.
Right?
So we'll put is there a link to?
Yes. So it's rawtubafilm.com. You can see everywhere that is playing. I think it's coming to Michigan. You'll have to check that out. And please look probably around Christmas. There'll be pre-sales for the book. There's a book that's coming out. The documentary is 30 minutes long, and it's probably only about 2-3% of my life. So you want to get the book, which will have some amazing stories about my life. And I'm just honored to just have my story out in the world to give hope to people regardless of your circumstances.
Well, thank you for that. And we'll make sure there are links on the website, listeners,
so
you can follow
that.
It too.
Totally. Thank you.
What are you going to play for us today?
So I play a little, you know, at the end of the film, it's like I jump out the film and I usually like beatbox, do some multiphonic. So I like the idea that, hey, wait a minute, this is a classical musician and he's going to do what? Yes, I'm going to beatbox. And while I beatbox, I'm also going to sing and I'm just going to jam out, you know, in a sort of a Bach rap modern day style. So I hope the people like it, listeners.
Well, let's hear that. Here's Dr. Richard White making something new on the tuba that you maybe haven't heard before.
Awesome.
That is so cool, and I love hearing you sing through the tuba. That's not an easy thing to do, is it?
No. So there are some misconceptions about what the tuba can and can't do. I'll be playing something if you come to the recital later on. I'll circular breathe, I'll Monty phonics, I'll beatbox. My philosophy is if I hear something being done and I can't do it, my brain goes, I probably should get in the practice room and learn how to do that just in case someone asks me to do it.
So you go the opposite way. I don't know how, so I'm just going to go learn it?
Yes, exactly. And it's trial and error. I don't mind doing things 100 times. Sometimes I take the long route, but once I get it, I got it.
Excellent, yes. Wow, well, thank you so much for coming. This is Dr. Richard White. Again, thank you so much for joining us at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Mormon. Thanks to UN Helga Tong for production assistance. I'm Kate Botello. Thanks for listening.